disappointing here. You're not off to a good start on the season. Hydrogenation is the ability to solidify fats at room temperature, making a saleable and movable product with an extended shelf life. Hence why peanut butter was able to be made possible. Now, peanut butter was not the only food to be popularized at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. Novelties like the ice cream cone was introduced, as well as the hot dog, puffed rice, Dr. Pepper soda, cotton candy, and my question to you, final question here, what now famous condiment was introduced at the 1904 World's Fair?
Famous condiment.
And if you've looked in your fridge lately, you should know this because it's right on the label. There's your hint for the year.
It's right on the label.
It's right on the label.
1904. That wouldn't be mustard, would it?
You're very correct. You know the brand.
The only one I could think of is French's,
okay.
So I'll go with that.
It was either that or Plotcherman's, wasn't sure.
Yeah, I wasn't coming
well,
up.
Very correct. Just ring the bell. French's yellow mustard. Americans and brothers, George and Francis French, took their condiment to the fair, and it was put on hot dogs, which has also debuted in the Germany Expo that year. It was an instant hit. On average, every American consumes 12 ounces of yellow mustard a year. The more you know. Dave Hansen, where are your three keys to today's game?
I'm still mind-blowing. Where you come up with this stuff, I don't know. I thought now that you're married, these things would change, but it has not. There's no Rochelle influence in these trivia questions.
That is correct.
Anyways, my three keys to the game. We're going to start with the Harbor Beach Pirates. I am looking for them to create an identity for themselves. We've always known them the last handful of years to be a spread offense team, but with very little practice time, no scrimmages, no live games, are they going to be able to execute that? That is a very difficult offense to run, very high class. You can't make mistakes. Drop passes don't get you anywhere. Runs of 2 and 3 yards do, so I expect them to run the ball. But what is their identity, especially on offense? For the Ugly Bearcats, I mentioned it earlier. I'm going to highlight it again. The left side of that line is going to be completely different tonight. Does Harbor Beach expose that with extra blitzes? Do they lean on that side? Does Ubley trust that side enough to run behind it? All questions that we hope to answer tonight. And last but not least, when it comes to these types of games in this unique situation, having control of the football and controlling the clock means more than it does in any other game. A typical Harbor Beach game, they try to score in a hurry. They want as many offensive possessions as you can get. When you play the Bearcats, they want the football. They do not want your offensive players on the field. And I think controlling the clock favors the Bearcats. Can the Pirates flip that script enough? Controlling the clock is point number three.
Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 50 degrees with sunny skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north at 10 miles per hour and gusting up to 18. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure at 30.34. And the dew point is at 31. It feels like it's 46 degrees out, and the humidity is at 44%. Sunset at 7:34 tonight, and currently in a waxing crescent moon phase, our second favorite moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. Sunrise today at 7:13, sunset at 7:34, which means on September 18th, 2020, we have 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, and that is 2 hours and 58 minutes more daylight than our last football broadcast of the season last year. On November 23rd, this is what we have to look forward to. 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight on November 23rd. Or 14 hours and 37 minutes of darkness. So it depends on, you know, how you look at that. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have our kickoff in starting lineup right here of the 2020 MHSA football season. Being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Bank with your call tonight from Harbor Beach, Michigan, is where week number one is for us tonight. As we're waiting for the national anthem here, a little bit of different crowd tonight, per se. I could just ever so slightly say that, as there are very limited fans here tonight. Of course, every participant in tonight's game gets two tickets, and that's it. Otherwise, everyone else is listening at home or watching on the Pixel 8 on the NFHS network online, which you can pay $10.99 per month to watch. Or we have some people hanging out on the baseball field over there, which is about the closest spot to the field and still seeing the action. Dave Hansen, any initial thoughts here before we kick things off?
Well, kudos to what I assume is your student section over there for being very creative and finding a way to watch the game from the baseball field. I absolutely love that. Any possible way to support your team, I think, is absolutely great.
Yes, indeed. New PA announcer here for the 2020 season, Harbor Beach, Matt Woodkey. So we'll see how this one goes. He was the JV football announcer for a number of years here. Mike Delpierre hung up the hat, and we wish him well in his retirement from PA announcing. Let's not get too crazy here.
Yeah, let's not get too crazy. I don't know if it'll help him get any more rounds of golf in, but we'll miss you, Mike.
The voices you hear there are the players, as there's not much action going on out there tonight. Beautiful night for football, though. 12 minutes are on the clock. Harbor Beach in their home black uniforms, orange stripes down the side, white helmets, black face masks there. Their jerseys for the past number of years here. For the Ugly Bearcats, they're in their black pants, white away uniforms, black numbers with orange outline, and the black helmets with the black face masks. It's the backyard brawl, the battle for the orange and black here in the Greater Thumb East. And it's good to be back on the airwaves here, Dave. I didn't think this was going to happen in 2020.
I certainly didn't either. It looked quite grim for quite a while, but I'm glad everybody was able to get things sorted out so that we could be here today and help you see this game from as best as you can with our voices. We'll do our best, like we usually try to do.
That's all we can do at this point. Week one's always a bit shaky, and here we start out with a backyard brawl, which is not ideal, per se, as considering the last time I broadcast anything was, what, March 11th, when, you know, the whole world stopped. So, your officials tonight, referee Joel Vigna has been officiating for 41 years and his crew out of St. Clair. And we'll talk to the officials after the game about their handwriting, so we'll figure out those rest of those names later, except for Mike Rusin. He was the linesman today, and Tom Malu, line judge. Scott T. and John S. are your back judge and umpire tonight as Ubley coming onto the field. And it appears that the Ubley Bearcats will be kicking a receiving here as we somehow missed the coin toss tonight, as that explains how our night's going here so far. Harbor Beach will be kicking off left to right across your radio. In the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan, plenty of masks out there tonight. The players still wearing them, everyone on the sidelines trying to keep their distance away from each other. And we are ready for things to kick off. Number six for the Harbor Beach Pirates, Luke Woodkey. He's a junior, tight end, cornerback, 6 foot, 180-pound junior kicking things off. He was the kicker last year for the Pirates. He has the splitting the hash marks at the 40-yard line and talking to that official and getting last instructions from that. They're in the huddle. Deep back for the Bearcats. No surprise here whatsoever. We have number 30, Carson Husky, and number 10. We do not have a number 10, so batting 1,000.